On air, online, on demand, from New York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Yep, that's me, and you're you, and welcome. Thanks for coming by on this Monday, the second day of July, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. I know I woke up yesterday morning and saw my phone said July 1st, and I said, it can't be July. Where did that July just jumped out at me? I mean, it wasn't like it was, oh yeah, it usually comes after June, I know. It just, I don't know, this year seems like it's flying by. So, like I said when we started the program today, it's kind of, there's a lot of places in this country that are warm, and summery, it's hot, it's July. I mean, that's what happens in the summer. And so summer Mondays are sometimes a little bit light on the heavy news polls, the news machine. But there is one item coming out of the White House. The president said that he spent some time this morning. He has interviewed four people, came by the White House, and four of his Supreme Court candidates. And so he's had a chance to sit down and meet four of them. I think they said on Friday there was five, and that two of them are women, or that two more are women. I don't know. We don't know. We don't. The number keeps moving around, but it's somewhere between five and seven. And he's interviewed four of them now, so he's jumping on this thing because everybody wants to move fast, and he wants to make the announcement next Monday, week from today, on who his nominee will be. And they've got a lot of vetting to do, a lot of vetting to do. But one of the indicators from a lot of the people that follow this very closely is that there are a number of those people are, we don't know who the five are, and they snuck them in. I don't know how you sneak somebody in and out of the White House, but they did. You would think the media would have people looking for somebody to come by and go, who's that? Oh, that's somebody who's on the list of the 25 people that the president will choose from. So we don't know who the five or six or seven are. I still think there's two women involved, but they're not confirming that either. But it would be a lot easier, so goes the Supreme Court blogger types, it would be a lot easier to take somebody that is a member of a court of appeals, because they have already been through at least one and probably more than one round of getting blessed by the judiciary and committee in Congress, in both the Senate and in the Senate is all that's necessary. So you've got somebody that became a federal judge, had to go through that process. Became an appellate court judge, had to go through that process. So they've been vetted in the past, but still, this is a different game when they get to the Supreme Court, and there will be a lot closer scrutiny of whoever that nominee is. So he's talked to four of them. That's all we know. But they've got to get busy and pick one, because they've got to vet this person inside and out. Because the only thing the Democrats can do is find something to trip them up, find something that they did wrong, some hiccup in their history, that they cheated on the multiplication tables in the second grade. I don't know. Something is all they can hope to do to try to stop the machine. Otherwise, the machine just gets their nominee going and goes all the way until the vote in the fall in the U.S. Senate. So that's underway. That's about the only hard news of the day. There's a little bit about North Korea. They're still expanding their missile production facility, and did we get snookered again? So we've got that also as far as some of the more hard news stories. But then you get down into the pop culture stuff, and like the last hour where we talk about being proud. And I got a great tweet from Philip, who says, I grew up in South Africa under apartheid, and we were told to be proud all the time. I think pride is a tool of nationalism, and it's used to divide us. If you don't love the U.S. the way that I want you to, then you are not an American. Both sides do it. Disgusting. Interesting. Yeah. Lynette says, why are more people proud to be Americans? Maybe you should ask all of our teachers and professors who spend far too much of their time telling the children how bad this country was, is, and always will be. I hear you, Lynette, but I don't buy that argument only because of the fact that I went through liberal colleges as well. A lot of us did. That did not make us liberals. I think it's your parents. It comes from your from the way you're raised, from the time you're a toddler. And so when you get to college and some liberal professor spouts off something that's very liberal and you're not, you recognize it and, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get through the class, and then you move on. So anyway, it's an interesting topic about all of the business about being an American. So that I don't even want to go to the flag thing. When do you put the flag out? I put it out on the holiday. Put a flag on our house on 4th. I guess some people put it out for the whole week, but I don't know. Then there's Flag Day, which was last month. All right, more pop psychology. This one from my good old hometown. I cannot believe what a see. I grew up in Seattle, and I still. Well, I didn't turn out okay, but I'm not some crazy lefty. Seattle has turned into making San Francisco look conservative. So Seattle now has become, as of yesterday, the first major U.S. city to ban drinking straws. Yes, it's an environmentally friendly move that leaders hope will spark a nationwide conversation about small everyday changes that people can make to protect the planet. Well, so we were out to lunch on Saturday, and we just went to a neighborhood place. Nothing fancy, just a place with good food, nice neighborhood. Nothing, top scale, just a nice neighborhood restaurant. And so we've been in there a lot over the years, and the woman who was waiting on our table said, well, I now have to ask you, normally I would provide straws with your drinks, but I need to ask you because we don't provide them unless you ask for a straw. And I went, really? And she goes, yeah, new rule. So, that's here in New York, and there's not a, I know this New York City Council, there's a councilman that has proposed a ban on all plastic straws in New York City, but the restaurants are jumping ahead of it and doing, do you really want this straw sort of thing? Kind of like places that are running low because of droughts on water, and they say, we're not going to give you a glass of water unless you ask for it. So this thing about the plastic straws, it's not just straws. It's also plastic utensils. You know, you go out on a picnic or something, they'll throw plastic forks and spoons and knives sort of thing in with it. You go to a deli, sometimes they'll throw a little plastic fork or spoon or knife. Or they have them there for you to take. And then there's the little, what's that? Thing, the little plastic thing that you stir your coffee with. I drink my coffee black, so I don't stir it. But people who have other stuff in their coffee, you know, you got the stirrers at the bars for hard drinks. You want to stir your liquor with your whatever you put in it. All that stuff is I guess, going to go away if this is the beginning of a trend. And Seattle's trying to be trendsetter when it comes to things environmental. So this is straws and other utensils. They've had a law in Seattle, apparently, for the last 10 years, requiring one-time use food service items have to be compostable, where you compost it, or recyclable, which I'm going to get into this recycling thing because it's recycling is not what you think it is, but I digress. So now they've said straws and other utensils, that's part of it too. So you don't get a straw. And the reason why is most plastic straws are not heavy enough to make it through the industrial recycling sorters. So they can't sort it out. And it can ruin an otherwise good load of recycling. Or they end up getting blown out by trash cans and car windows and ultimately wind up in the oceans, according to the Washington Post. So Strawless Ocean estimates, I don't know who they are, that 71% of seabirds and 30% of turtles have some kind of plastic in their stomachs. And the organization says ingested plastic can increase the mortality rate of marine life by 50%. Okay, I that doesn't sound good, but I see lots of seabirds and lots of seagulls and lots of other birds flying around down by the water. I see lots of turtles when we go to Florida. I don't know. I mean, it's not. I guess they say it's a problem. So they ban in some places plastic bags. Most places do not. Some places they're banning straws and forks and stirrers, coffee stirrers, and you name it. So my question is this for real? Is there really an environmental problem that we have created? I've been using, well, I don't usually use straws, but I mean, they've been around for as long as I can remember, which is a long time. So is this something we should be concerned about? Or is this some environmental scam? You tell me. Phone number is 855-295-6600. You can find the number at TomSullivan.com.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
Sipping on my beverage here. I don't know why I'm not a straw user. I like if I order a beverage, soda, certainly an alcoholic beverage. I don't use a straw. I just put the glass up to my lips and take a sip, and it works. So I don't know why we have straws. And now I'm going to sound like the sexist male that I am. I think straws were invented so that women did not mess up their lipstick. You think I'm making some snarky joke here? No. I think that's what it is. I think more women than men use straws because they don't want to mess up their lipstick. Because I'm thinking, what's wrong with your lips? God gave you two perfectly good lips. You put the glass up to your lips. You learn how to do it when you're a little toddler. Once they take the sippy cup away from you, you figure out how not to spill your drink. Sometimes you still do. How not to spill your drink down the front of you by putting your drink to your lips and sipping from the glass. So do we need straws, or is this an environmental hocus-pocus? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Kelly in Sonoma County, California. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. No, we don't need straws, and you're right about that. I see lots of guys, and they don't use straws, but the kids and the women, there's too many straws out there. And we have that huge, great, big garbage patch in the middle of the ocean, so we don't need
plastic. Is that real?
Is that real?
Yes, it's real.
I've heard, I've heard that we have this big thing out there, yet I've also heard people go looking for it and can't find it. I don't know what to believe.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's out there, and we've got people out there cleaning the ocean and getting all the plastic out of the ocean. And I've seen turtles with them stuck in their nose. I've seen turtles with the beer cans around their stomach that they grew into them like that when they swam through them, and they just grew with the plastic around their stomach. Yeah,
really?
I've seen whales, pictures of whales with all the plastic inside when they've, you know, wound up dead on the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
Or on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we have way too much plastic. What did we do before plastic? Why don't we go back to glass?
We had glass, yeah. But then we broke the glass and we cut our feet. And so they said, aha! I mean, you saw Mrs. Robinson. You saw Mrs. Robinson know about it. Dustin Hoffman was told, plastic, son, is the future. Well, it was. It was in set in the 1950s or 60s, and that's when, yes, we became a plastic society. Right?
Well, they can make plastic that's biodegradable, and people just don't want to do it because it costs too much money. Or it's too, you know, waste of their time. And all the fast food restaurants should be fined if they don't use that kind of plastic. Amy's drive-thru, which, you know, Amy's kitchen, the food that you can buy in the grocery stores now all over, but it's mostly here in Sonoma County. They make their straws biodegradable. So if
how
they
do you,
do
how
it,
do you, how do you do that, without putting, because if you put a paper straw in, it's going, you know what's going to happen. It's going to.
It's not paper. They use, I forget what they use, but.
Plastic?
I should have found out before I called you. No, they don't use plastic.
Some chemical.
So,
got to be a chemical.
I don't think it's a I don't think it's a toxic chemical. I think it was made from some kind of food. Potatoes? Forget.
Well, anyway, so they get, so.
We don't need plastic. If people can, if half the people that care about the planet and the animals and the ocean are making things healthy for the planet, then why can't everybody?
Well, I hadn't given it, I have to tell you, Kelly, I hadn't given it, it had not crossed my mind that we've got a straw problem in our world. I did not think about it until you start. Strawless Ocean estimates there's 2.3 million plastic straws removed from the city of Seattle alone. So.
Wow. Well, I mean, when did all the fast food restaurants come out the way they are? The 60s? The 60s? The 50s?
Yeah. McDonald's was a 50s, 60s thing, yeah. I don't know. It's everywhere. I mean, plastic is in so much. The phone you're talking to, you're holding a piece of plastic. So, I mean, it's everywhere. So how do we get rid of all this waste that's plastic? Well, I got to take a break. But Kelly, thank you.
He likes it when you talk back. Tom Sullivan.
Talking about straws, and the city of Seattle is the first major city as of yesterday, July 1st, to ban drinking straws and other plastic utensils, coffee stir sticks, you know, forks, knives, all that sort of stuff. Because these straws apparently are too light and they won't go through into the recycling machines where they recycle things by whatever it is. I'll recognize it as a plastic item and put it in the plastic bucket. It won't do it. So should we ban straws? And I have no dog in this race because I don't use straws. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Donna in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I sat and listened to you talking about why can't they just put the glass up to their mouths and drink?
Yes.
So obviously you don't know of any handicapped people. My grandson happens to have Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
Oh.
They lose the loss of their arm.
Oh, Donna, you win. You win. You win. You win.
Beating themselves.
Yes, I'm...
Hospitals use straws.
Yes.
For patients.
Yes. Yes, you're winning the argument. I give in. I'm serious. I'm thinking. I don't.
Because if I was near you, I could have strangled you.
You would have to take a number to strangle me. That's the problem. There's a whole bunch of people.
There's a big talk in the Duchenne community on Facebook about banning these straws, and these mothers and parents are basically freaking out.
Now that you point that out, and I'm glad you did, I did not, I'm very narrow vision here about the straw thing because I don't use straws, but you're right. There's people that use straws simply because they want
to. They depend on them.
But yes. I didn't think about the fact that there's people that depend upon them. You're right.
Yes. And that's fine if the fast food chains, if they want to ban the straws, that's fine. But you can't get rid of them altogether.
Well, now that you brought up that whole nother part of the population that needs them, that makes me want to say, well, then what? I don't even know if there really is an environmental problem here. I don't know if it's something that somebody is making out of whole cloth. I've never realized or thought of or even gave it a second of my thought about straws being an environmental issue. I get, you know, the fumes coming out of your tailpipe in your car. I get the factory spewing stuff. I get all that. But I never thought straws were a major issue. So I kind of like, whatever.
They make plastic.
But they are.
Plastic is. And I understand the woman before saying about the plastic for the aluminum can holders. Yes, they're dangerous. I'm an animal advocate. But like I said, this is getting ridiculous.
I have lived on either the West Coast or the East Coast my entire life. I see seabirds all the time. I see tons of seabirds. I did not know that they were being somehow affected by this. I think they're more affected. I'll tell you, my crusade about seabirds is I don't want those energy devices out on the off the shoreline. I think they're ugly, and the birds fly into them and get killed. You want to protect birds,
right?
I think there's more
the
killed by that than there is by straws.
Sending balloons up into the air,
yeah,
helium balloons.
Yep,
they're killing birds right and left. They're killing all animals right and left.
Well, you've convinced me. I did not think about, and I regret not thinking about the fact that there's people that have disabilities that need that straw.
They can't put a glass up to their mouth.
Yeah, that they can't control that. But like you said, too, you go in, you see somebody who is in the hospital for some minor surgery or something like that. The hospital
right.
put that straw in there with the little bend thing on it so they can sip their water without spilling it while they're in bed. You can't drink
exactly
in a bed, I don't think,
exactly.
without spilling it. Yeah. All right. Donna, you win. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you brought that up. I really am. I appreciate it very, very much. Let's get Rose in here from California. Hi, Rose. Hello, Rose. Rose once, Rose twice.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Oh, thought it was... Never mind.
I know. It's Monday.
I was on hold a while. Sorry.
Okay. What do you think? Is this straw thing for real?
No, I honestly think it's for real. As I was on hold waiting in my car, you're not going to believe this. Just from various stops through a drive-through, I have 10 different straws in my car. They automatically hand you a straw, sometimes more than one. And one, like I mentioned earlier, population has increased abundantly, and more people have gotten lazy, and more people go to a drive-through or eat out. Sometimes I've seen some people where they're cleaning out their car, and they've got like umpteen cups.
I know. People have junk in their cars. It drives me crazy.
I think it's just our society. They want to blame. They want to say it's a convenience. I seriously think it's just people that are lazy.
But now, look at you bring up an interesting point, because if you want to stop at a drive-thru and get a soda, and it's hot and you're thirsty and all you want is a soda. You're not ordering the hamburger, the fries, nothing. You just want the soda. Well, try and drive down the street without a lid on the top of the drink and a straw. You'll spill it all over the place. Maybe you won't, but I would. So I think that's a place for a straw.
Yeah. You know, or I'm an avid recycler. I find if I can't find a use for something, I'm going to go out and put it in my blue recycling toter.
Yes.
Fortunately, you can't put the straws in there. You can put the lids, but you cannot put the straws in there.
Yeah,
they
don't go through the recycling machine right. Yeah, they mess things up.
No, it is a mess. And I concur, you know, some people medically need them.
Yep.
And most of the time, you don't need it. And like I said, I literally have 10 different straws in my car right now. They just automatically do a straw, even more than.
Then you go to, have you ever been to Starbucks? I don't go very often, but when I go, I'll get a Frappuccino or something. But then they've got, since I don't go very often, I don't know what the rules are, but they've got two different types of straws, one for hot and one for cold. And I can't imagine sipping through a straw, a hot drink, but I guess some people do.
The little skinny one for hot drinks is basically a stir stick. And they have their regular green plastic stir stick. You insert it in the hot cup they give you, the top of the green plastic thingamajob.
Yeah.
All it does is for that vent.
Oh.
So you have your stir stick, you have the little vent cover they give you, and then maybe the person did get a blended drink, and they have the bigger, taller, fatter straw. So one or two people could come out of there with up to three different straws.
Yeah. That's my point. I'm doing fine. I'm pretending like I know what I'm doing. And I go, you know, people are doing the half soy, half flipped over something cream. I get to the straw part and I don't know what to do. So I just grab one and go. Anyway, I got to hit my break. But Rose, thank you. Glad we connected. 855-295-6600. She's talking about going out to her blue can with these plastic. Wait till I tell you that the recycling thing is not really happening. I'll tell you the truth when we come back.
Enjoy our discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call them like I see them.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
All right, so I just got a tweet from Safi. He says, we need to ban plastic. Plastic takes 350 years to decompose. All right. I am looking at a computer screen. It has, I don't know what the screen is made of, but the thing around it is plastic. The keyboard in front of me is plastic. The mouse that I have is plastic. The clock that I'm looking at is plastic. I mean, is there? Yes, you can find some things that are not made of plastic. There's a little fan in here, plastic. There's a little speaker, plastic. I mean, yes, it is Mrs. Robinson, Dustin Hoffman, the future's plastic. I mean, we have everything is plastic. But a lot of it supposedly can be recycled. And before I run out of time, there's a problem with recycling. 5 years ago, San Francisco's Board of Supervisors, they run the city and county of San Francisco, they decreed that composting and recycling would be mandatory for every resident of San Francisco. Three trash bins to the curb, green for food, blue for tin, black for normal refuse, whatever that is. So you got to figure that whole thing out. If you mess it up, you could be fined $100. So they said, well, this will get rid of 80% of our waste from will not go to landfills. So 538, Nate, what's his name, went through this whole thing, Nate Silver, and said, actually, no, it's not diverting that much to the landfills. And the reason is they used to take things and put them, oh, and the city of San Francisco's waste management contractor, in order to pad the numbers of how much recycling they were doing, he would add chunks of concrete to make it look like there was more in the recycling. It was concrete. It was just there for weight to falsify the documents. So what cities do is they pack this stuff up and they ship it to China. Problem is, last summer, China said, we're not going to accept it any longer. We are not going to have imported foreign garbage. So that was about a million tons of junk last year alone. So everybody felt real good about themselves for saving the planet by putting the 20-ounce soda bottle in the proper blue trash bin, but everything goes into the same landfill. It's packed up and now sent to a landfill. Doesn't matter. You can have it in the blue bin, the green bin, doesn't matter. Duke University economist Michael Munger says recycling hurts the environment more than sending everything to the city dump. Recycling, when you add on the fuel cost and the pollution impact of collecting small quantities of stuff from neighborhoods, actually uses more energy and wastes more resources than using virgin materials. In the Washington, D.C. area, in Virginia, Alexandria, Fairfax County, Montgomery County, 5,000 tons of municipal trash collected and burned daily to generate electricity. Then they have magnets that pull out all the valuable metals so that the residents in Virginia and Maryland don't have to go through the bin sorting ritual. They burn everything, and what's left over, the magnets pull the metal, separates it all by itself. So basically, the economist, and there's a bunch of environmentalists that have also studied this recycling thing and say it does more harm than good. But it's not about actually being green. It's more important that you look green. See me, neighbors? I'm putting my blue can into the proper colored bin. So China says, no, we're not taking this stuff anymore. So they're packing it up and sending it to landfills. 855-295-6600. Michelle in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there. I agree with you. There's a lot of problems with the recycling situation that's going on today, but I just wanted to touch on the straws from the previous callers. There's definitely, those trash guys are definitely out there. There's more than a few of them around the world. And then something about the plastic straws that I wanted to add in. I travel a lot for my work, and I just use metal straws. There's glass straws out there. I've been traveling with the same three metal straws for probably like the last 5 or 7 years.
Really?
I just keep one.
Where do you get them?
On Amazon or... Yeah, you can get them on Amazon, or I think they sell them in Whole Foods, pretty much anywhere that it has kind of like a health-conscious vibe to it. Yeah. I know people go camping with metal straws. You can find them pretty much anywhere. And then if you need a straw, you have it. And like you said, you know, I don't like to get my lipstick all over my cup, so I have a metal straw. I also use it because I don't want to make my teeth dark from drinking tea or coffee. And so people laugh at me, but I just...
I got it. I see. Okay, so... Let's go back to the lady from Philadelphia that called about the handicapped and people in hospitals. Does, uh-huh. does it have a little yeah. bendy thing on it, the metal straws?
Absolutely, yeah.
It mm-hmm, does.
They do. There's straight ones, but the ones that I have the bend. I mean, obviously, you can't straighten and bend it. It is bent, and that's what it is. But, yeah, absolutely, that can absolutely be used in the hospital
well,
system. You know, if they were to invest a little bit into that, they could have that and just reuse them.
I'm glad we got you in because I'm learning. I did not realize how complicated straws were until today.
I know, right?
But I was all for banning them until the lady called about, and she's right about people that have disabilities. So
for sure.
I'm now, I just didn't know it was a problem, first of all. So I guess it might catch, I presume it'll catch on and everybody will have. I like your metal straw idea. I don't like the glass straw. I'd break it, then it'd be a mess. So anyway, Michelle, thank you very much. We got the full comment line band working today. Yes, the market was open. Yes, it was up. Not a lot. In fact, it actually was down quite sharply earlier. So 35 points of a gain on the Dow today was worth shouting about. The Dow at 24,307. S&P up 8. The NASDAQ up 57. The price of oil now $74. A lot of confusion about oil production in the world right now. Saudis, Iran, Iraq. Gold down 1170, down to 1242.80. What do we have on the comment line? One of our regular comment line callers is surprised by the poll.
I complain a lot, but I love my country. I mean, at least here you can complain. That's one good thing about it.
You sure can. Not going to get arrested for it. And this caller says politics should not affect our national pride.
I may not be happy with some people right now in our country. Am I proud to be an American? I sure am.
That's the way it should be. Well said. Good way to end the program today. So, I think we will mosey on out of here and try it again tomorrow. I'll see you then. Have a good day.